everything caught fire by the brush, and then we just had to evacuate.
KGMB-TV's Chelsea Davis spoke by phone to a resident who made it onto a boat, describing to her what she was seeing on fire-ravaged Maui.
She said it was just nothing that anyone has experienced ever before. She said it is an absolute war zone, unrecognizable. Places have burnt down. We've seen the videos, homes, businesses. She says it's lost for words.
His name was Craig Robertson, a Provo, Utah man in his 70s who allegedly posted time and again threats against President Biden and also prosecutors involved in the criminal investigations of ex-President Trump. The FBI went to see him Wednesday morning. He ended up dead.
Neighbors tell CBS News Robertson was active in his church, pro-Second Amendment, and someone known to have a, quote, arsenal of weapons in his home. A White House official says the president was briefed on the case. The Secret Service referred all questions on the case to the FBI.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe. And about the ex-president, there have been new developments in some of those criminal investigations. Correspondent Robert Costa.
Court documents reveal the special counsel obtained a search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Twitter account. Trump responded immediately on social media, calling the search warrant a major hit on my civil rights.
Six people are reported under arrest. Another is dead following a political assassination in the South American nation of Ecuador. The victim, a trailing presidential candidate with an anti-corruption platform.
This sense of insecurity among Ecuadorians who say if this happened to a presidential candidate who has security on him, as he's walking into a campaign event, what can we expect for our own safety?
Correspondent Christian Benavides. A major retailer is facing new legal action over a merchandising flap.
A conservative legal organization has sued Target on behalf of an investor over the customer backlash Target faced over its LGBTQ merchandise. The lawsuit is the latest in a move in which conservative legal groups and Republican lawmakers are challenging corporations that have enacted policies on social issues such as race and gender.
CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula. And another lawsuit, this one in the South, accuses a Georgia doctor of using too much force during a delivery, decapitating the baby. Stocks are mixed. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 53 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high of 80. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, 57, cloudy. High of 80 Friday with a chance for scattered storms, 80 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Earlier this week, we had a quiz on college rallying cries. So, Jane, when I say OH, what do you say?
IO.
Yeah, she got it. And I will never say that again because all of my Ohio State Buckeye fans, it is so obnoxious when they do that. But today,
did you know they tried to
celebrate Ohio and what they did last night? Go ahead, Greg.
They tried to trademark the word the.
Did they really?
So like, of course they did. The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University.
Sorry. Sorry.
But yes, indeed. OHIO, their vote yesterday kept the door open to codify abortion protections for them this fall and protect their own direct democracy. And so a big hats off to our Midwest comrades in Ohio. And so if you've not been following this story, it's an interesting one. And my question to you, regardless, I guess, of where you stand on the abortion issue, I think it's pretty much undeniable that this is not popular. Abortion bans and abortion restrictions, even in very red states, very not popular.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, right. And that is fact, right? That if you want to debate when life begins, like, we can do that, but we're not going to agree. What we can agree on is we've now had 6 direct referendums mm-hmm. in 6 different states where it was not, gerrymandering couldn't affect it, state officials couldn't affect it, the courts couldn't affect it. But when people went to the polls and said, we want reproductive rights, we want access to health care, we want access to abortion as health care. And yet, instead of listening, you can see my hand motions.
I wish you
right
could watch
now.
The live stream people right now.
They being anti-abortion GOP elected officials, their answer is not, instead of to listen and to understand that this is not what they do, or they are not on the right side of the popular vote on this, instead try to do what they tried to do in Ohio, which is move the goalpost.
Yeah, well, just go around the voters.
And my question is, how many L's do they have to take before they drop this? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
Thoughts, Jane Mattenair, Greg Bach?
I'll let Jane speak first.
They can't. They are the literal embodiment of the dog that caught the car. They've been running on this for 40 years, 50 years. We're the party of life. And now they got their wish, and Roe has been overturned. And I think it's becoming clearer as well that the issue needs to go back to states' rights, because that's what this is about. That's all bull.
Well, and it's interesting because that was the celebration, right? Anti-abortion groups celebrated the end of Roe, for returning decisions on abortion laws back to the people.
Right.
But it turns out they aren't too thrilled about the prospect of statewide elections, which again and again and again now has proven that the voters don't want this. And so when you return it to the states and not the state legislators and the lawmakers or the courts, but the actual people, Kansas, Kentucky, Montana,
right.
Ohio, and now Missouri Republicans are also pushing the same rules change as Ohio for their, because they also have direct referendum. And so instead of listening, they're like, let's just change the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they don't win elections, they change voting laws. When they don't win, going on what Jane said, this topic is ingrained in the DNA of the GOP now. They cannot let it go. They can't afford to let it go. They will suffer the consequences from the lobbyists that they have been in bed with for so many decades.
But here's my question. In a two-party system, mm-hmm. because we see this with people with very left issues, right?
Yeah.
We see it for people who still very much are on defund the police or... And I don't think universal health care or universal care for all is that far left. But some issues that I would say progressives, my very, very left friends, like, gets very angry at Democrats because they aren't pushing hard enough on the issues that they care about. But ultimately, they're not going to vote for Republicans.
Yeah.
They may not vote at all, mm-hmm. which is a problem. But in the same way, do you think evangelical anti-abortion very, very right people, they're not going to change their votes to Democrats if the GOP moves on from this issue?
Well, we saw that in 2016. They voted for Donald Trump, a man who, by definition, who once promoted himself as a pro-life person, then became pro-choice person, then said he was pro-life. And it's pretty much known that he did all those things to get those votes. So they'll vote with whomever says it out loud. So if you have someone who, you know, if you have a candidate who just says, yeah, I'm pro-life, I love the fetus, it's conception, they're going to be like, that's all it needs for me, that's all it needs to work for me, and I got somebody.
But I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying, where do they go if people who are running drop it entirely? They're not going to vote for Democrats.
No, but they'll probably still vote for the Republicans. Because,
yeah, and yeah. So I think what is the... As it seems like, and I don't know if it's just because so many of these Republicans are such ideologues that they're true believers. Like, this mm-hmm. isn't about, for some, Donald Trump, totally.
Yeah.
But for some, it's not, it's actually not about winning votes. It's where they actually believe in, like, morality and protecting life and all of the things that they tout. And so that, like, because they are so extreme in that, they believe that they shouldn't have to listen to what the popular vote is saying because they are right. So unless but shy of that, because there are people who are finally starting to realize, like, we will continue to lose elections on this because we're over a year out. And what wins besides legal wins, what wins have they gotten on this whenever it's been up to a vote?
None.
Right?
Right. But yet again, they're going to stick their fingers in their ears and do what they want. And with the gerrymander still in place in so many places, we've seen it with our own legislature. Our own Republican legislature doesn't respond to what the vast majority of Wisconsin residents want because they don't have to.
Nope, they do not have to.
And they know better. And it's also Robin Voss's money. 844-967-2789. You can always check in, call, and or text from the 262. Some Republicans will never let go of the abortion issue, regardless of how many losses this gives to them politically. Some of them are so convinced about the issue, it is impossible for them to move on.
But here's the question I have. First of all, it's not Robin Voss. It's the Popcorn King. Show the man respect, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good Lord, woman.
Speaker
Popcorn King.
Oh, shout out to Bill from Oconomowoc.
Yes. we love you, Bill.
Here's the thing is, and this can be said about any topic that a politician has to deal with, but when you talk about things like abortion, access, guns, I want to know, specifically with abortion, how many of these old dudes really care that much about abortion? Because we see it happen. Like, the congressman who knocks up his mistress and then pays for an abortion. Like, they don't really care that much. They only care in as much because it's going to get them votes and it's going to get, and it's easy to do too. I mean, like with guns, it's easy to say, yes, everyone should have guns. All right. I don't have to talk about that anymore. I don't have to talk about nuance. I don't have to talk about the details within. I can just say this one thing and then I can move on to other things. I don't think these politicians care that much about abortion rights.
I think it's probably a mixed bag.
I mean, yes, of course. I'm sure there are some crazy people out there who are like, they got no office because they somehow failed upwards. But the popular ones, the people who are like really running the party, they don't. I don't think
Mitch McConnell cares.
I don't.
I actually don't know if Robin Voss actually cares, but I think Andre Jacques does.
Yeah.
Like, I think there are, when you look at the gamut, like, I think there are some very uber religious people who very much do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there are some who are politicians who are, this is our party line.
Yeah.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Tom from LA. Good morning, Tom. What do you think?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republicans in power are the Antichrist party. So I want to throw that out there.
Getting spicy quick, Tom.
I wanted to say, absolutely, they are. They don't do anything Christ said. So I'm really tired of them actually stealing that word and making it into something that it is not. And then the other thing is on this woman's right to choose issue, I'd really appreciate it if we on the, I call it the FDR Democrats, if we could actually start calling this a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose, because nobody is pro-abortion. I don't know anybody that's pro-abortion or abortion rights. It's about women, and it's about women making a choice versus the government making the choice. And I don't want government involved in a woman's right to choose. It's between her and her partner and their doctor. And the thing is, there's a lot of women, 80%, 90%, but you're an example, Kristen. You're actually going to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your choice. But the thing is, it wasn't like, oh, my God, it's the media does it all over the place. They either call them pro-life or they call them, you know, they call, you know, what's the opposite of pro-life? It's pro-death. They're the pro-death party. If you're going to be pro-life, you have to be pro-life in all circumstances. So the thing is, I really want us to get this wording correct, because it is about a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose. Now, if you're a person that wants government and a bunch of men in government choosing for a woman what to do with her body, whether that's to actually have a child or not, terminate a pregnancy or not, that's up to the woman. But it's not a pro-abortion stance or a anti-abortion stance.
Yes. Words matter, and that is a good, very good point, Tom. Thank you, as always, for the call. If you have thoughts on this topic, give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will keep this topic going of Ohio and their vote last night and what it means for November and 2024. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Maybe I'd better.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. And that was that the Black Keys?
Yes, it
the
was. Black,
they have a song about Ohio?
They're from Ohio.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not know that. That makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes all the sense now. But you don't have to be from a state to
celebrate
sing about it.
Yeah. Plus, I just love the Black Keys.
I also love the Black Keys.
They're just so cool. I would walk out of a room if they walked into the room. Be like, I'm not cool enough for this.
I can't. That's
how I felt about being
in
Toronto. I'm too ugly for Toronto. Just too ugly for Toronto. The place is beautiful. So people. All right, we were talking about something else. Sorry.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about the big vote taken in Ohio yesterday from the 608. Pro-life people aren't as scary as the abolitionists. They openly want to criminalize women. That is what this is all about. John from the Falls says, for the most part, Republican politicians don't really care all that much about abortion rights or gun rights. These are just convenient issues for them to use to get more votes so, so they can stay in power and accomplish their real goals, staying in power and making more money on the backs of hardworking Americans, many of whom are either too lazy or not smart enough to think for themselves and actually pay attention to the issues.
Dang, spicy.
Dang, spicy.
You know, Tom brought up a really interesting point with his call in the last segment, which was the branding, the wording of these things. And the Republicans are always good at it. Like, they don't say, they don't call people like us pro-choice. They're like, you're pro-abortion. That's, that hits. They're like, oh, that hurt. I mean, you're like, yeah, I'm totally pro-abortion if you need to get it or if you want to get it. But it also just sounds in context of a press conference, like they're really good at the messaging of what they're, what they stand for, versus us, where we liberals tried to make as many words as possible to explain what we're trying to say.
Yeah,
like I just did here.
Yeah, well, if you're new to the conversation, we are talking about yesterday Ohio's vote to keep the door open to codify abortion protections. They turned out, and you know, what was surprising is no one knew what the turnout was going to be, which is also, I think, something to celebrate. In the same way, when we had such great turnout in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court race in April, which is, you know, notoriously low turnout when we talk about what the margins people have won by in the past for Supreme Court seats and nonpartisan races in the spring. So, like, another takeaway I have from this is just the fact that they did this on purpose. They did an August vote thinking that it would be low turnout.
Absolutely.
And there wasn't. And it also, I mean, it was 57, 58%.
It was 57%.
57% of, and in Ohio, that is a big margin. I think it was 15 points that they passed yesterday on issue one, which was a ballot initiative that asked voters if they wanted to raise the threshold for amending the state constitution from a simple majority, so 50% plus one, to 60%. And it wasn't explicitly about abortion rights, but this was only, they only introduced doing this after the fact that there is going to be a ballot measure in November that Ohioans are scheduled to vote on an amendment that could protect abortion, where as of right now in Ohio, as far as keeping track of what is legal where when it comes to abortion rights, they have their law right now, there has a 6-week abortion ban. It is also currently going through the court cases, and so are going through the court. And so because there was one judge who overturned that, so there is messiness happening with what the law currently says. But if this passes in November, it doesn't matter. It does, like, it overrides what the court case is. And so, but what's interesting about this is that with 57%, and granted, this vote yesterday was about democracy. It was about direct democracy and being able to continue to vote on these things and have the threshold only be 50%. But it's also an indicator that potentially, I mean, if this ends up going in November, now that this is going to happen in November, if not only they pass this, but then if they pass the change to the Constitution to protect abortion rights in November with 60+% anyways, like, what does that say?
Well, I mean, it's just the point is like these Republicans are feeling Charlie Brown. They're like, we're going to kick this football. Like, no, we're going to take it away every time. And nobody, I wonder if there are any GOP members, any pollsters are like, you guys are losing this hand over fist in every state who does this. Just, like, don't.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're not going to. We've been talking about this for so long. So
Well, and we'll talk about this. Let's take a call right now, but then it looks like we have some more calls coming in, and I also want to talk about other states that are thinking about doing this, so maybe they will change their mind.
844-967-2789. Karina, thanks for joining us. We only got about 2 minutes, Karina.
Okay, I will be real quick, and I think that nobody should tell anybody what to do with their own life and their own body, and especially government, especially doctors. If I'm coming to a doctor and ask to remove a tooth, will they say, no, this is illegal? No. This is my body, and I'm going to decide what to do with my body and my life. And those old men who's sitting there, they have no idea how my body works. They introducing a camera I can swallow so they can figure it out whether I'm pregnant or not. Not even knowing that my stomach doesn't connect to my uterus. So please, for crying out loud, leave it alone to a female.
Who was that again? Was that someone in Ohio?
I will look that up. But Karina, you're absolutely right about that. That he thought, yeah, you could swallow something.
You could swallow a camera.
Because it's going to show whether or not you're pregnant, even though your uterus is not connected to your stomach.
Sometimes as a man, I feel so dumb by proxy. So dumb by proxy.
Thanks, Karina, for
being here. Thanks for the call, Karina. I forgot who, let's look at the break, who that was, but I remember when it was like, excuse me, what?
Let me guess, he was in his 60s or 70s.
All right, when we come back, we will take your calls, we will read your texts, and also we will run through the other states that are considering changing the goalposts, but maybe this will change their mind. Maybe not.
It won't.
Maybe not, but love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 53, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, around 5 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high of 80. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, tomorrow night, 57, cloudy. High of 80, Friday, with a chance for scattered storms, 80, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking about the vote from last night in Ohio on issue one and the overwhelming turnout for early voting, for day of voting, in response to vote no, that no, we do not want to change our threshold to change our for our ability to change the Constitution from 50 to 60%. And thus setting themselves up to probably, won't know until November, to protect abortion rights, because that is a ballot measure that is up for Ohioans in November. So the there we go.
But
did you, Jane, did you figure out who was it that thought you could just swallow a camera and just find out if you could, you're pregnant or not?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, meet State Representative Vito Barbieri.
I'm sorry, did he just walk off the set of Welcome Back, Kotter?
Who asked if a person could swallow a tiny camera so a doctor could conduct a remote gynecological examination about the safety of telemedicine abortion. For the record, and this is from Salon.com, swallowed objects don't actually end up in the uterus.
No, they do end up in your colon.
This is very weird. We found a baby in your colon. I want to know. There's something
is that
about
that. Viable? Is that viable?
I would say that
there's some poops sometimes that are the size of babies.
I would say Vito Barbieri is not viable. But the point is, the telemedicine. Does he think that abortions? I'm confused by the sentence. Does he think like they can give abortions over the computer?
No, I think it's more about checking to see if she's pregnant. By having
now, I feel as dumb as Vito Barbieri. Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot that human existed until right this moment. Thanks, Karina.
But it's interesting because it'll be in succession of how many states have been able, and Wisconsin, unfortunately, we cannot do this because we do not have direct referendum unless it's been passed two times or in two different sessions by the legislature, like it was this year for the change to our Constitution with bail. So that, this, if you'll remember back earlier this year, there was multiple statewide referendums. Two were binding. One was not. The two that were binding that had to deal with bail were only up to a vote because they had passed twice in the legislature. So that's the only way that in Wisconsin we get to have direct democracy, right? In other states, that is not the case. You get enough signatures. You can get it on the ballot. California is very famous for this, and they get it all the time. And, you know, there's arguments, I think, for some people on whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, because it's just another way for a lot of money to be involved, because if you knew, maybe not surprised by this fact, but guess who was a huge funder of trying to get issue one passed in Ohio?
Is his name Dick?
His name is Dick.
Huh.
Last name Uline.
Yeah.
The guy who lives in Illinois, spends a lot of money on Wisconsin politics, and apparently now Ohio politics as well.
And I have to say, I thought it was just hilarious because I can't remember which Ohio representative was screaming about all this outside money coming in to defeat this, you know, this issue. This is terrible. And then we have, of course, Dick Uline, who is funding it.
Well, and there was a lot of D.C. money. There was other groups that were funding to vote no on it. Like, yeah. The first time I think I heard about this, Crooked Media, Pod Save America, the different podcasts I listened to, they were advocating, like, vote no. But this is the world we live in now, right? Yeah. Like, there is money on both sides. There is outside money that's going to influence our Supreme Court races, ballot initiatives in Ohio. Like, this is the world that we live in until we actually have campaign, like, finance reform. But what's interesting, so other conservative-led states have been looking to take a page from Ohio's playbook and raise the barrier for voter-led initiatives, including Florida. Florida Republicans have weighed raising the state's threshold for constitutional amendments from 60 to two-thirds majority. Missouri GOP lawmakers failed to raise the state's threshold to 57% in the waning days of their last legislative session. Arkansas, Idaho, North Dakota, and Oklahoma all also considered plans to raise fees, increase the number of signatures needed to get on the ballot, and impose other hurdles limiting voters' power to override abortion restrictions. And Republican lawmakers have made similar efforts to toughen standards for ballot initiatives after voters in several red states opted into Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. And so again, instead of listening to the people, the choice becomes, let's just change the rules. And why are we putting up with this? And because the thing is, it frustrates me because it becomes clear on single issue matters. Things are so much more gray when you actually talk to people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where people land, even if they identify as a Republican, but there's certain issues that they care about more. Same thing as a Democrat. There's certain issues that they care about more. And when you go issue by issue, there's more nuance in that. But then when it comes to having a two-party system and the way that things are set up, you vote, you know, so many people just vote party lines. So it's like, to a certain extent, we have to own it, right? In so many ways, keep putting people in positions where their goal is just to stay in power, so much so that they will take away part of your right to vote.
And the people who vote for them, they don't realize how dangerous it is for them, because for them, they'll say things like, well, I don't want an abortion and I don't like abortion, so I'm going to vote for this person. But what they don't know is that this person now is vote. I mean, and they're not realizing, if they're not paying attention to the news, that they're voting to take away bits and pieces of their freedoms as far as the process goes. And that is what we reap when we sow these things, because or so reverse that. But like, it's so frustrating because you just want to say, like, look, they want you sit here with your freedom T-shirt on, with your all your
don't tread on me,
your American flag bumper stickers and your all this stuff. But the people that you vote for are actively trying to take away your freedoms, but they'll say things like, but these are the things I agree with, so I'm fine with it. Well, that's fine at this point. And then what happens next? And then what happens next? And then what happens next? Until you're pushed into a corner.
Well, it's arguably what happened with abortion, right? Like, there was a lot of Republican women who had no problem voting for Trump, voting the way that they've voted for a long time until Roe got overturned. And I'm guessing there was a fair amount of Republican women who voted for Janet Protasiewicz in April.
Yeah.
Because now it affected them.
Absolutely.
I know someone who's now ex-partner, didn't care about politics, didn't want to talk about politics. The moment that Roe got overturned, she turned into a different person. Mm-hmm. And what led to, like, a lot of fights was like, well, you didn't care about this before. And now all of a sudden you do. because it didn't affect you before, but now you feel like it does. Like, that's the thing, is they push you into a corner, and I don't want to say we've got them on our side, but it just feels like, why don't you get there before this has to happen? Before the threat happens, at least. See that this is what's coming on the horizon, because this is what's been happening, state by state by state. But I don't know.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. What do you think?
Well, hopefully all of what you're talking about is a sign that maybe some people are starting to finally wake up and smell the coffee. Because, like you say, what affects one affects us all. And when it comes to abortion, a lot of men don't really understand. This affects them as well. It takes two people to make a baby. So, yeah. You know, it's not just affecting a woman.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess, too, Cindy, along that line, what has always bothered me about this are all of the penalties for abortion now land on the woman. Like you said, this isn't a solo activity. There should, you know, there should be, if we're going to force women to have babies, then we have to force men to pay their child support.
Which, but to be fair, there are also laws that are forcing that, which I still, the burden will always fall on the person who is, as I say this, as a pregnant person right now, who has had a fairly easy pregnancy, but still, this is not fun. Like, even when this is easy. Like, I had heartburn. I didn't sleep last night. I am getting to a stage where I am very uncomfortable, and I'm very, very, very excited about being a mom and having this baby. And this is not like a joyride to be pregnant and the stress that it puts on your body. And like, and so the burden, no matter what, will fall on the person who's pregnant, and to force someone to do that is immoral, period. Thanks for the call, Cindy.
Thanks a lot, Cindy. 844-967.
I love it when you get fired up.
2789, West from Middleton, checking in. I'm cautiously optimistic that people are tiring of these state legislators having no accountability to the voters of their respective states, and the long game is going to be bad news for the GOP.
And I don't disagree with that, and I hope that's the fact, but then comes the next part of the puzzle, which is the work to replace them, which people aren't always willing and have the time to do, finding good candidates. And I'm not even talking about replacing the Republicans with a Democrat. I'm saying, like, maybe you find a Republican who's like, no, I'm going to, like, someone who's like, I identify as a Republican, I believe in these things, X, Y, and Z, and I feel like I'm more of the people than them. It's really hard to find good candidates. It's incredibly hard to get them up on the podium, and it's even harder to get them elected because we all see the numbers of reelection rates throughout the country on various elected positions. So,
yeah, the strength of incumbency is very strong.
Yes.
Partisan primaries are leading us to be, our candidates to be more and more extreme,
mm-hmm.
because, as is gerrymandering, as far as the polarization between the people who end up getting elected and the ability for someone who is more moderate to win in a primary to then be able to build compromise. Like I said this yesterday, I was answering different questions on TikTok and stuff like that. And someone's like, will the change of the liberal Supreme Court expedite legalizing marijuana in Wisconsin? And I go, potentially indirectly, only because if we got new maps, maybe
yeah.
the Democrats get majority. Probably not. But maybe we also elect some more moderate Republicans who understand why this is good for the state and actually get some movement going on there. And in that way, that's the only way that the court affects.
It's a long road.
It's a long road. But I think that's the thing. It's like getting back to a place where it's like actually like compromise instead of no apologies. You're either with us or you're against us. And it's winner take all.
And if you don't agree with me, you're less than.
In that sense, everybody loses in so many ways.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's the thing is, like, you can do your duty by going to the polls and telling your elected officials how you feel. And that's great. I'm glad Ohio did that as well as other states. But then the work has to take place, which is the election process.
And the recruitment process.
Well, which is just so difficult. The popcorn cake is...
Would you ever run?
No. Oh, my
Shane,
God.
Would you ever run?
No.
I am too... I've always said this. I've said this since I worked in politics, is I like being the person behind the person. Mm-hmm. I like helping. I don't want to be the person who has to feign excitement and shake hands and act like I'm happy to be there.
Because you hate small talk.
I hate small talk.
844-967-2789. John, again, checking in from the Falls. Very famous quotes. First, they came for the socialists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then the trade unionists, and I didn't say anything because I was not a unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So John says, regardless of whether you call them fascists, Republicans, autocrats, this is what they do. Their game plan is to divide and conquer. Worked great for the Nazis in the 30s and 40s. They have already gone after unions, socialism, women's rights. Now they're going after immigrants and the LGBTQ community. What Republicans who support these MAGA people don't realize is once they've isolated all these other groups, they're coming for you next.
Yeah.
Strong text to end on.
I love it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to move on. Greg's at his roundup for the week.
Oh, great.
You got some jokes for us, Greg?
Jokey jokes.
Jokey jokes. All right. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And now it is time in the week on Wednesdays when we get Greg Bach's roundup of headlines. Take it away.
The Badger Times Journal report or Greg's roundup. Three or four headlines you probably saw but definitely didn't read. We're going to start with feel-good world news.
Okay.
Timothy Lindsay Shattuck, 54, and his canine companion Bella were rescued after 3 months at sea by a Mexican tuna trawler. What happened when they happened to spot their stricken vessel in the vast expanse of the world's largest ocean? And it got me to thinking, is the Pacific Ocean the largest ocean, Kristen?
I think so. I think, yes.
I mean, isn't the largest ocean the ocean? Isn't there just one ocean? Can't we all be together? It really makes you think, man, who are we but a rock swimming in the largest ocean of all, the universe? Anyways, Tom Hanks is going to play the dude in another Castaway movie. Let's see here. Florida news.
Oh, great.
Florida news. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor made a big catch while fishing the Florida Keys with family late last month, spotting and hauling in a package containing 70 pounds of cocaine.
It's a lot of cocaine.
It's a lot of cocaine. Or as a British actor once said, cocaine. With an estimated street value of approximately $1.1 million.
So she fished it in?
She fished it in.
She hooked it.
And there's like, it's hilarious. Which, here's the thing is, I think Florida should change their state motto from In God We Trust, which, by the way, pretty basic Florida, okay? Change it from In God We Trust to Land of the $1 billion Lottery Ticket and Free Range Floating Blow. So,
yeah, and that $1 billion ticket was sold at a Publix.
One ticket. In Florida.
Yep.
Must be nice.
I hate Florida. Let's see here. Hollywood hot actor news. Megan Fox will release a book this fall, but not a memoir or a gritty novel. Miss Fox will be releasing a book of poetry, and I think I can gather the main topic from the title of the book, which is called, and this is for real, Pretty Boys Are Poisonous. And if this is the case, Miss Fox, might I suggest non-pretty boys, funny boys, chunky boys who love Lego. And I can tell she's really getting into the poetry vibe because when asked about the theme of the book, she said, I spent my entire life keeping the secrets of men. My body aches from carrying the weights of their sins.
Is that a poem or was that her?
Her real answer.
That was an answer.
Her answer. And I'm just going to reiterate. Megan, listen to me. Chunky, funny, Lego boys. We are all you need. Trust me.
Stay away from the pretty poisonous ones.
Yeah, seriously.
Pretty boys are poisonous.
We'll eat your leftovers. We'll cuddle you good. You will never be bereft of a foot rub.
Good word.
Thank you. And then finally, last one here is, let's see. Last one of the of my news roundup. President's child news. 80 years ago, then U.S. Navy Lieutenant and future U.S. President John F. Kennedy, don't know if you heard of him, heroically swam between Pacific Islands to help save the crew of his torpedo boat that had been destroyed by a Japanese warship during World War II. On Wednesday, his daughter, Caroline Kennedy, now U.S. Ambassador to Australia, recreated a portion of her father's feat, swimming about three quarters of a mile, 1.2 kilometers, in some 30 minutes between two tiny palm fringe islets in the Solomon Islands. That's right. You heard it here, folks, on the Badger Times Journal Report, a subsidiary of Asgo's Wisconsin News Corp. A person went swimming. And CNN had to tell us this. The only reason why is because of Kennedy, and we were just waiting for something to happen.
We were like, did she get eaten by a shark?
No, she's fine.
She's fine.
She's fine.
Her and Robert F. Kennedy just were swimming together because, you know, RFK is still alive. Wait, who's still alive? No,
John Jr. John Jr. is still alive. RFK Jr. is definitely alive and certainly running for president.
Oh, my God. So that is your weekly roundup, the Badger Times Journal Report. Three or four headlines you probably saw but definitely didn't read.
Good job, Greg.
Thank you
well
very much.
Well done, Mr.
Thank you.
Bach.
That was a good one.
I'm trying to think of which follow-up questions I have. The Blow reminds me, did you guys ever see Cocaine Cowboys, the documentary about the drug cocaine trade in Miami in the 70s, 80s?
No.
First of all, it's a great documentary, but it was similar to that, where basically cocaine was coming up from Colombia, mm-hmm. and they would just drop it in the ocean, and it was some guy's job to go get it take it back. And that documentary is wild.
That is actually reminiscent of what they did during Prohibition, too. So they would bring alcohol down from Canada, drop it in international waters where the U.S. had no jurisdiction, and people would just go boat out and pick up this booze and bring it back and do what they needed to do. There was great documentary about Ken Burns' Prohibition. Great one. One of his shorter ones, about 6 hours. there's a lady who talked about the fact that, one day there was a bust or something, and then all of a sudden all this alcohol just comes floating up to the shoreline, and they're just we found a bunch of booze. She's like 80. She's like, we found alcohol, and it was great. We had a party. We did some Charlestons. And then I let a man touch my ankle.
Speaking of alcohol, Old Style Beer.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Is bringing production back to La Crosse.
Yep.
It's a homecoming.
Yep.
The company will move several of its production lines to City Brewery, the new name of the old Heilemann plant. Pabst, which owns the brand, is already planning the celebration for November at the world's largest six-pack. And now Old Style is near and dear to my heart because that was the our wedding invites. We took an old style can and made that, and instead of saying Old Style, it said Our Style because we had a fairly untraditional wedding. But the initial reaction is because Chicagoans and the Cubs have very much appropriated Old Style as their beer. But I feel like this now is a declaration. Old Style started in La Crosse. It is a Wisconsin beer. It is not a Chicago beer. And I am embracing this homecoming.
Reason number 2,895, why the Cubs suck.
They can't have anything of their own.
No, they can't. They can't.
Is there a team you hate more than the Cubs?
The Cardinals.
Oh.
The Cardinals, because they're just so good. And they're sucking right now, and I don't trust it.
Do you trust that the Brewers are doing well?
I trust that we're doing well in the worst division.
Got it.
And the fact that the Reds aren't beating the snot out of us in the standings is beyond me. We're one game above, and I don't get that. But don't worry, folks. When the weather gets crispy, When the cold comes in, we will definitely crap that bed.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, a very popular video game is taking it upon itself to teach kids about the Holocaust. How do you feel about it? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home, sir. You've been off in Paris for so long.
So what did I miss?
I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma cost these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Originally driven by winds from a recent Pacific hurricane, wildfires rage across a famous and popular part of the island of Maui in Hawaii. They're blamed for at least six deaths, dozens of injuries, hundreds of destroyed structures.
Maui's main airport was sheltering about 2,000 travelers whose flights were canceled or who recently arrived on the island.
It's just scary to see a big wildfire just kind of coming your way.
Hospitals treated patients for burns and smoke inhalation, while some residents lost vital communication when cell phone services went down.
CBS's McKenna Maduli in Honolulu. There's word from the Veterans Administration that it is giving veterans who might have been exposed to toxic burn pits several more days to apply for retroactive health benefits. This under the so-called PACT Act. Instead of last night, the new